This is not a pansy liberal show. It's Bart Cop Radio.
Another day, come on, come on. With these ropes attack, can we do no wrong? Now we grieve, cause now it's gone. Things were good, we're really old. With my teeth back down, I can see the blood of a thousand men who are coming gone. Now we grieve, cause now it's gone. Things were good, we're really old. You just stay, you stay, come on, come on. There's a right to leave, come on, come on. Will I ever learn? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I barely even studied last night. I know I aced it.
Wow.
Yeah, the first three. All right, see you later.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Get in.
Something wrong?
What, your godfather, who happens to love you very, very much, by the way, can't come and pick you up at school without there being something wrong? Something's wrong. Get in. We gotta talk.
You cool looking.
This is about the condoms, isn't it?
What?
The whole point of talking to a teenager about sex while you're in a moving vehicle is so that neither one of us has to make eye contact.
I got you, sorry.
All right, look, I purposely left the condoms in a drawer that I know she checks. It's my way of telling her that I was, you know, sexually active.
You are.
Well, what'd you think I was doing, selling them?
I wasn't sure.
No, I've been having sex for months now.
So you don't really need to have the sex talk then, right?
Eyes.
Right.
Sex talk? No. I already got plenty of information from Mrs. Turbidy. She's my science teacher.
Oh. Okay. Cool. Good. All right. This girl that you're having, you know...
Sex with?
Yeah. She seems pretty young.
But... She looks a lot younger than she is.
She looks like she's 12.
Well, she's 38, but she looks like she...
Wait, who's 38?
You're making eye contact.
Sorry, man. Who's 38?
Mrs. Turbidy.
Holy shit.
Hey, watch the road, man.
Let me get this straight.
I'm banging my science teacher.
Mrs. Turbidy, who's obviously married.
No, she's widowed, actually. That's kind of how we connected. You know, the grieving process, the different stages of it, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I got that from you.
Yeah, I know where you got it from, okay?
What are you so mad about?
I'm not angry. I'm concerned, you know? Are you okay?
Yeah.
I mean mentally, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So, you know, I've read about these crazy teacher broads, you know, having sex with their students. Did she... rape you?
No.
Oh.
She seduced me a little. Well, a lot, actually.
Yeah, you know, this is serious stuff. I mean, this could scar you for life.
Yeah, sure as hell hope so.
No, you could literally end up being my age and still have the mental images from this, you know, in the front of your brain.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Woo! All right, give me five.
All right. We're going back to the school, and I'm going to talk to Mrs. Peabody.
Turbidy.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, but I like her.
I'm sure you do. What's not to like? What the hell? It was Mrs. Turbidy when I was in school. I had Sister Mary Shovelface. You get Sharon Stone. Christ.
Oh, sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way. For the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter in. Lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Yes, God will fuck you up. If you dare to disobey his stern command, he'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago, a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot. But she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You
you know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
He really fucked him up. When the people went and turned their backs on him, he can fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
No shit, he'll fuck you up. Just like he fucked the people up back then. I used to have a friend named Ray who walked that evil way. He cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fans. You know Ray was full aware that some sheep were over there, and he knew them in the biblical sense. God fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
He went and fucked Ray up. Went and paid him back for all his wicked sins. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
Fucked that boy completely up. Now he's married to a Presbyterian.
All right, this next bit is a true story. I've always hated when a comedian says, oh, true story. And he sits down and tells you this wild, you know, spaceship landed kind of thing. Playmate of the year on top of me. I mean, yeah. That always happens to all of us. But swear to Koresh, this is what happened to me. And I'm telling you as a warning so you can watch out for people like this. Here at Casa de Bart, when we moved in, there was no fence. And so, you know, when you buy a house, it's like you buy anything, you make them an offer. And they said, basically, what will it take for you to buy this house? And we said, well, we'll buy the house for X price on the following conditions. You put a, what's it called, a garage door opener in, because it was like half in. It's like, hey, asshole, finish the thing, would you? And there was no fence. So we said, we want a fence put in, because if you remember in a previous radio show, we told you about our neighbors at Barkop Manor raised pit bulls. And the only way I could go outside on my patio in my backyard and cook barbecue or cook burgers or steaks or chicken or something was to take my Glocks out there. And I took both. If the little bastard's got my right arm, I want to have another gun free to shoot, you know. Oh, and the neighbors didn't have a fence. And I didn't think it was my place to put up a fence. You know, it was, we had a fence between us, but there was holes in it. And I'm willing to let a hole be in the fence, but they're the ones with the pit bulls. So I thought it was their job to put in a fence. We argued with the landlord over there, and, you know, long story. So they put up a fence. Now we've been here a year and a quarter, something like that, and the fence has weathered. It's a new fence, but it's a wooden fence. And when they put it up, it was that, you know, hi, I'm wood, kind of yellow, you know. And Mrs. Bart, she's a naturalist and a realist and a whatever. She didn't like the hi, I'm wood, bright yellow. So we let it weather, and now that it's been a year or something, it's turned to that kind of gray. And she likes the color right like it is, but we need to preserve it now. So I'm thinking we need to get some kind of that Thompson water seal or something put on there. The neighbor, a couple doors down, he spray-painted his fence like that dark red, what's that called, redwood. And, you know, I asked her about, oh, no, it's got to be natural because she's a naturalist and a realist and a this and a that, a naturist or whatever. So fine. You learn early. Don't ever argue with the wife. You wish that lawnmower outside could be a little louder. The other thing, I'm a real klutz when it comes to tools. There's some things I can do great with my hands. You don't want to play me in pool. You don't want to play me in foosball. There's a whole lot of any kind of hand-eye coordination. I am a monster. You know, I might have told you years ago, I was unemployed in 1994, maybe. Was that it? 94, somewhere in there. And I went to the Tulsa County Employment Office something. And they had two kinds of tests that, you know, they want to have some idea what planet you're from before they send you out on a job. And so they had two kinds of tests. One was the, like a PSAT or whatever kind of test, you know, which of these doesn't fit. And if we go 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate the most? You know, those kinds of questions. So I took that, and then they had the other, the hand-eye coordination test, where you, you know, they give you a little thing, and they give you like 8 pegs, and you got to get to see how long it takes you to get the square one and the square one and the triangle and the triangle. Anyway, swear to Chris, not trying to brag, but I scored 100 on both tests. Well, out of 300. No, seriously, I scored 100 on each test. I don't know if that means I got every I got every question right, and I apparently did real good on the hand. But anyway, bottom line, real good with my hands. My hand coordination is great, but me and tools don't get along at all. I can't use a screwdriver without screwing it up. I can't do anything with any tools. Mrs. Bart is better with tools than I am. She grew up watching her dad in the garage. She kind of halfway knows her way around a tool. Trying to, again, shorten the story, I'm not the guy that needs to be spraying the fence. If I sprayed it, I would probably, you know, have 95% of it left when I was done, or I'd use it all in the first section or whatever. So I figure I'll call a painter and see if I can't get someone else, you know, at least get a bid on what it'll cost to Thompson, Weather Eyes, whatever it's called, the damn fence. So I got out the phone book. Again, I, you know, there's times in life when you want to take the cheapy, but if this person is going to come out and mess with the appearance of the fence, which runs around the backyard, well, and, you know, kind of on the sides of the house, and I would just hate for some idiot to screw that up, and the only thing I can do is pay some other idiot to come out and pay double to have him undo what the first guy did and then fix it, or Koresh forbid, buy a new fence. Not looking for that. That's probably $3,000. So I figure I'll call a guy with a big ad in the phone book. Well, no, first I called like Home Depot and Lowe's and that, and I'm on hold at Lowe's. And the recording says, oh, thanks for calling Lowe's, the number one, yeah. We do everything. We got plumbing, we got carpet, we got ceilings, we got bathrooms, we got kitchens, we got washer dryer. I mean, we've got everything. And if you don't like to install yourself, we know just the people. We got people that will install. We're the one-shot deal, turnkey operation, write us a check, the whole job's done. I'm thinking, yeah, that's just what I need. So I say, put me through the paint. Go through the paint and say, hey, I'm Bart. I need my fence painted. And they said, well, we sell paint. And I said, well, actually, I'm looking for the Thompson water sale, but I need someone to put it on, too. And they go, well, we don't do that. And I said, what are you talking about? I'm on hold 30 seconds ago. The lady tells me in the recording, we've got somebody for everything. Said, well, that doesn't count for paint. I'm like, well, then get your damn recording fixed. What's wrong with you? You're a big, major, multi-billion-dollar corporation. New York Stock Exchange, billions of dollars. Why can't you fix the recording? Why don't you stop lying to me? Lying to the prospective customer might be 5 minutes away from getting in his car and driving over and writing you a check, but no, you got to lie to me. Great. Story of my life. Can't get shit done. That's one of Bart's rules. Well, not exactly, but one of Bart's laws. Nothing is easy, or you can't get nothing done. I forget what it is. Who has time to memorize the Bart's laws? So I called some other hardware stores, and I said, so how am I going to get this done? And they said, call some painters. Fine. That sounds like a decent idea. So I called the painter with the biggest ad in the phone book. Disconnected. So I called the painter with the second biggest ad in the phone book. Disconnected. So I called the painter with the third biggest ad in the phone book. Got a recording. Well, hey, dude, you're paying $8,000 a month. Maybe, I don't know. The Yellow Pages is not cheap. When I had the train station, I got me a teeny tiny ad. It was like $6.50 a month. About broke my ass. Well, it did, as a matter of fact. But anyway, they must have $6,000 to $8,000 invested in this half a page or page. I forget what it was. And you call them, and it says leave a message. Well, I kind of like to deal with someone that may, you know, have an office, maybe have someone answer the phone. And if you can't afford that, you know, there are things now you can buy called a cell phone, you know, if you're in business. The people trying to reach you for business, you might have a cell phone that you could answer and talk to people. Anyway, so I keep calling. Finally, I got a couple of them. You know, like callers 8, 9, and 10 I reached. And they said, no, we don't do that. I said, well, what do you mean you don't do that? What's wrong with you? You're a painter. I'm asking you to come out to my house with your little spray thingy and pour some Water Thompson something in it and squirt the... It's just like paint. What's wrong with you? No, we don't do that. Well, can you recommend somebody? And he said, call a fence company. Fine. So I get the Yellow Pages out. Can't use the internet for something like this, because on the internet, everybody looks the same. All the fence companies, or, you know, any kind of companies, all look the same on the internet. Hell, you could be the scummiest business in town and have a brother that's a hot HTML guy, or you could be the most reputable, reliable, 50 years in business, but you just don't know anyone. You know, and have a guy like me as your tech man, so that's going to make you look bad. So you can't tell anything on the internet. But when you go to the Yellow Pages, some guy paying $6,000 to $8,000 a month for a Yellow Pages ad, you kind of figure maybe, because the Yellow Pages, they don't play that game either. When you sign up for that, they run your credit and they want a deposit and you got to do this and that. When I did that deal at the train station, I went broke. And I still owed them some money, and oh, they hounded me like I was America's Most Wanted. I had to, you know, come up with some money, pay them, bastards. So anyway, so I go to the phone book, start calling the fence companies, call the biggest one in town, no answer. Call the second biggest one in town, disconnected. Call the third biggest one, it's just one after another. And again, I get up to like 9, 10, 12, you know, a lot of recordings, either recording or disconnected. Or no answer, you know. It's like, please, you're supposed to be in business. What's wrong with people? That it's between 9 and 5 on a weekday, and they don't answer the phone, paying $1,000 or $5,000 or $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 a month for an ad in the damn yellow pages, and they don't answer the effing phone. Now I'm pissed about that, but what is wrong with people? As bad as the economy is, nobody wants to make money. That's going to be a Bart's Law someday, but I got to figure out a way to write it to not piss anyone off, because I know there's a whole shitload of really broke people out there. And if I were to go on record saying nobody wants to make any money, oh, you wouldn't believe the mountain of mail I'd get. Oh, Bart, you're fine. Oh, it would never end. All right, so calling. Finally, like fence guy number 12 or 15 or something, finally, guy says, you know, I forget the name, Wilson Fence Company. I'm going, dude, I swear to God. I said, dude, you answer the phone. I'm impressed. You know, it's kind of hard to believe. I got someone on the phone in Oklahoma in 2005 or 6, whatever the hell year it is. You answered the phone. I was damn impressed. He said, well, sure, buddy, what can I do for you? I said, well, bought a house, got the fence in the backyard. I need some, you know, that Water Thompson business. And he says, is it wood fence or... or what kind of fence is it? You know, he wanted to, before he can give me a quote, he's got to know if he's, you know, it's a metal fence, it's a wood fence, it's chicken wire, it's chain link, whatever. He's got to have a clue. So I said, well, it's a regular old wood fence. It's like whatever, 6 feet high. And he says, how many feet you got? I said, well, I kind of expected we were going to get to that point eventually, but I thought you were going to ask my address to come over. So I said, I suppose maybe, you know, 50 by 75 on each side or something. And he goes, swear to God. He says, that's funny, because most people just got 2. Can you believe that shit? He asked me how many feet you got. And he said, gee, that's funny, most people just have 2. And I was so goddamn flabbergasted. It's kind of hard to catch me off stride, leave me absolutely fucking speechless, but I was just reeling because, you know, again, let's retrace. The hardware stores can't help me. The paint stores can't help me. Well, because most of them are out of effing business. Nobody can answer the phone. Disconnect. Nobody home. Leave a message. That's all you can get done in Oklahoma. I'll bet it's that same way in your damn town, too. Nobody wants to make any damn money. They want to sit around and say, oh, I think I'll take off today and go to the park. And, you know, meanwhile, your phone's ringing. Maybe $10,000 worth of business trying to get to you. But no, you wanted to go to the park, go damn fishing that day or something. And after hours of work, finally, I run into one guy. And remember now, the whole key to the, if I call, it's just like a poker game. I know you hate that, but if a guy, the guy in front of you in a poker game says all in, you got to be a little worried, you know, because he's going all in. He could have anything. But, you know, when you go all in on a bluff, you know you got nothing. You're trying not to look nervous. So in that same regard, if I'm sitting there watching TV and I knock on the door, and I go walk over and open the door, and the guy says, how many feet you got? I'm going to look down and say, 2. I mean, because he's coming to me. But you got to understand, I went to this guy. And this is the guy who's taken out an ad. I would guess this ad was, it was, you know, I tried all the big ones, and all I can do is start with the biggest ad and move down. And being inflation what it is, I'm guessing he paid between $1,500 and maybe $2,500 for this ad. And he answers the phone, and when I tell him I want to hire him, I'd like to put hundreds of dollars in his pocket. Hell, I don't know what it costs to this day. I don't know if it's $60 or $800. I don't have a goddamn clue what it costs to get your fence waterized or whatever. So when I call him and say, dude, I'd like to put hundreds of dollars in your pocket, he tells me, basically, go jump off a damn cliff. And so I'm just awestruck. I had no clue. If I had 5 seconds notice that he was going to pull his little prank on me, I'd have had something to shoot back with, you know. I would have put, quote, the big fuck on the guy if I just had any kind of warning that this guy was going to turn his chance to take my money. He was going to take that and convert it into whatever fun he got out of saying most people got too. I just don't understand. This is probably why I think I'm the smartest man in the whole damn state of Oklahoma. Yeah, I promise. I can get in a room with 300 people, and if I can spell my own name, I'm in the top 50% right away. And if I can spell the name of the state and the city without screwing up, oh, an extra points if you capitalize the T and the O, you know, suddenly I'm in the top 5 percentile. And heaven forbid if I can put a thought together or a sentence. Sometimes I don't do so well on this radio show. But the idea that after all this work, the hardware store can't help me. The painters can't help me. The first 10 or 12 fence people can't help me. Finally, I get a guy answers. And it's not like I got the wrong number. He didn't answer. Go, hello. You know, he answers Wilson Fence Company or whatever it was. And I said, dude, I'd like to give you a shitload of money. He says, how many feet you got? I just don't know what to say. This is supposed to be America. America was built on greed. America was built on dead Indians, slave labor, and greed. And here, this guy didn't have the brains to be greedy enough to treat me like a customer. I'm getting punked by the guy who's supposedly trying to make some money, but no, he didn't want to make any money. He wanted to be Jay Leno. He wanted to get all cute on me. And from his slick delivery, it'd be my guess he pulled this on some people before, but dude, on a 1 in 8 billion chance that you're listening to this, you know, life must be good. I hope when I called you, I hope you were in your brand new 2007 Lexus SC convertible cherry red driving on your way to the casino to blow another $25,000 because life is good and you've got so much money. You thought it'd be a good prank, put a giant ass ad in the yellow pages so you could pull that trick on people that called. That's the only thing that makes sense. That and I live in Oklahoma. Oh God, what am I going to do? I live with these people every day. Oh, it's amazing. So if you out there, you know how to waterize a fence, call the BART phone. I may have to fly your ass in to Tulsa, Oklahoma, with all your equipment. I'll buy you 2 seats, one for you, 3 seats, one for you, one for your buddy, and a third seat there for your little concoctions and your, well, tell you what, you can get the water sprayer here. I'll just buy you the 2 tickets, but that's what it's going to take. I'm going to have to fly in somebody like I did Tommy Mack. I'm going to have to fly somebody in from some other city, some other state. If I don't do anything to the damn fence, it's going to go bad in, 4 or 5 years, and it starts rotting, and, you know, now I got to pay $3, $4, $5. I don't know. What's a damn fence cost? I don't have any idea. Take me now, Lord. Take me now.
So, what do you think?
Don't take this wrong, but it doesn't make me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Right. Yeah, I find it dark and disturbing.
I mean, it's neither cuddly nor waddly.
Okay. Binky, any thoughts?
It scares the out of me.
Perfect.
That's just the reaction we were looking for.
The all-new Dodge Caliber. It's anything but cute.
Let's introduce our 5 candidates, and please hold your applause until the end in fairness to Pete DuPont. Okay. George Bush, Vice President of the United States. Jack Kemp, Congressman from New York. And Senate Minority Leader Robert Dole. First, Vice President Bush. Your campaign attacked Senator Dole in Iowa, calling him mean-spirited and accusing his wife of financial misconduct. Obviously, this tactic didn't work very well. And my question is, are you going to apologize?
Well, first of all, let me say that Bob Dole and I are friends. And I never authorized a flyer that said Bob Dole is mean-spirited. But I'm not going to disavow it because I want to stay above the fray on the high road. So apologize, no. Above the fray, yes.
Can I say something here, Pat? I don't believe my good friend George Bush. He's lying. He knows it. You know it. I know it. The people at home know it. American people know it. We all know it. Now, it's one thing to attack an opponent's record in the heat of a campaign. When you come after an opponent's wife, with a meat axe, that's another thing. Now, my wife, Elizabeth Dole, ran the buses in this country for 3 years, so it's unfair. Maybe if you'd had a life of privilege like George Bush, you don't know that. See, Bob Dole grew up in Kansas in a small farm town. Didn't have the prep school education or the sterling silverware or the bumper pool table in the basement. Didn't have the shower massage, the 5-way adjustable heads. with a sit-down lawnmower. Bob Dole doesn't have these things.
Now, wait a minute. Can I say something here?
George, I'm not finished yet.
No, I'm not going to back down from this, Bob. I want to say something here.
The little chrome hat with the George, why don't you take a rest? Because I know it, you know it, and the people here tonight know it. American people know it. We all know it.
We'll be right back with Bart Cop Radio.